Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, AEW has signed Taya Valkyrie.
A backstage update on Vince McMahon's laid-back approach to his return to Raw.
We have an update on non-compete clauses in AEW.
And the latest inductee into the 2023 Hall of Fame has been announced. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Fat Joe.
Joe cracked the door. Irv Gotti. This is the news.
What are you Fat Joe's up to these days? Buying shoes.
I hope releasing new music because...
Yeah. Joe cracked the dom. There you go. Jealous ones still envy.
What's love got to do with it?
They are, they are. Right, Taya Valkyrie. Maybe she likes Fat Joe. What do you reckon?
I doubt anyone dislikes Fat Joe.
Yeah, shouts to Fat Joe. Why the hell are we talking about Fat Joe? Who are we talking about tomorrow? Like Big Pun? Rest in peace.
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Yeah. Not like, Firefest, not his fault. That's what I gotta say.
No, innocent. Our audio listeners are gonna be like, what the hell?
What is going on?
You're gonna miss the context. Keep in mind, audio listeners, we currently have an alligator riding a quad bike.
That was
background.
At Firefest, Working security.
He was running the show, that's why the sandwich was so bad. Alright, let's talk about Taya Valkyrie.
Oh, yeah.
She's in AEW now. So last night they did the mystery Canadian wrestler gimmick with Jade Cargill, the mystery opponent thing, TBS title. Turned out, like, Taya was the heavy favourite, right? Because she declared herself a free agent and she'd cancelled the tour of Australia and she'd said, oh, I'm not going to be there, I'm going to be at home.
That was the biggest clue.
So everyone was like, okay, you're going to be on Dynamite then, which is like the typical wrestler thing. It's pretty fun.
As Sid said, the moment everyone knew Edge was going to be in the Rumble Boys when he said, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there, what are you talking about? It turned out to be Nicole Matthews, Shimmer indie legend Nicole Matthews, returning to American wrestling for the first time since 2018 after years of visa shenanigans to lose in about half a minute. Poor Nicole.
You called it, I think, the other day as well.
I put her name in the conversation. As far as this channel goes, I obviously wasn't the first person to potentially mention it.
No.
Yeah, I've lost my train of thought here. So yes, Jade beat Nicole Matthews in about the same length of time it takes me to eat a sandwich, which is not quick. I'm a hungry Mother Hubbard. And then out came Taya afterwards. So Jade did a promo where she was like, is this the best you got, Canada? She got in Renee Paquette's face, which was rude. Leave Renee alone. That's nasty. So Jade versus Jon Moxley confirmed. Taya came out face-to-face, big ring entrance. She's obviously Canadian, so that kind of... It was just like a subversion of the mystery spot. It's like, oh, maybe you thought you were going to get her. You didn't, and then you did. Tony Khan has given her the... I should say, she gave Jaded to bloody Layla Gray as well. Sending a message, Taya Valkyrie. So it looks like we're getting that TBS title match. She wrestled on Rampage tapings last night against Ava Lawless. I believe.
I think she's gonna win.
Yeah, I think she's gonna beat that poor person. And Tony Khan's done the tweet, the welcome to the team. Taya is all elite. The graphics there, so that pretty much means she's signed. Fightful Select reported it around about the same time Tony Khan tweeted, stating that Taya had either signed a long-term deal or intended to do so. She had told other promotions that she'd been working with that this was her plan as far back as February. So there you go. Slot down. She's there. Yes.
Good stuff, good get, nice stare down, and I like the fact that, you know, I think it was, you know, surprise opponent, we all went, well, whoever it is, it's going to be a good surprise, but they ain't going to take the title off her. The fact that she wasn't the initial person means they can build up, and you think, well, maybe she's got a shot, like, that Jaded looked good. I liked Taya Valkyrie, I didn't think they used her enough of her in WWE as, what was it, Frankie Monet?
Frankie Monet. So I thought the gimmick was
Mercedes
really fun.
Monet, Frankie Monet, and a painter gimmick.
Andy Murray.
Three I'll Murrays.
Yeah, I'm gonna join them. Oh yeah, sorry, I spoke over you. Good fine. Joke there. I'm sorry. Matter. My bad. Was Monet the guy who like painted with little dots? Was
that was Jackson Pollock, wasn't it?
No, he's a splatter guy.
I don't know.
There's a splatter guy, and there's a
weird,
dot
weird
guy.
Picasso guy, and there's the ear guy.
Yeah, Mona Lisa. That's the one, isn't it? Oh yeah, who's the ear guy?
Van Gogh.
Fango.
Vango.
Fango.
Vango. Vincent Van Gogh. Fango. The vampire painter. We are all over the place today. Congratulations to Taya Valkyrie and a good get for AW, yeah, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think she'll be a lot of fun. I really liked Frankie Monet in WWE. I thought that was a really fun gimmick, yeah. And it just didn't get a chance. And she's obviously done good work elsewhere. Mm. So yeah.
Good question about Jade Cargill losing the TBS title. Yes, that's her title. I get confused in AW a little bit later on with the Twitter questions. But anyway, let's talk more about Vince McMahon. But there is a...
every day!
Yeah. This one is countering some of the reports we've heard from Dave Meltzer recently. It's from Justin Barrasso on Sports Illustrated. Their sources saying that Vince McMahon purposely stayed out of the way upon returning to Raw last week. Yeah, obviously his presence was notable, as probably was his moustache, but he was apparently not getting involved in anything. He was sat right there at gorilla position. But he didn't get involved when people spoke to Triple H for advice and what have you. And he just spent most of the evening on his phone, my sources say, trying to beat level 112 in Candy Crush.
He's still on Candy Crush.
Yeah.
He's more of an Angry Birds guy, I hear, actually.
I don't really play any games on my phone anymore.
Me neither. Vampire Survivors, that's the exception. That, oh my God, it's the most addictive game of all time. Literally all you do is walk around and like... It's really hard to explain the appeal of this game. Download it. It's free. It's great.
Mm.
Vampire Survivors. Vince McMahon, speaking of vampires, so you have Nosferatu bastards. Yeah, so you got the two reports now, right? So you got the, obviously, the Meltzer one from the weekend where he'd been told that there was more to it than him just showing up and saying, hi, John Cena.
Oh, yeah, he's meant to be there to see John Cena. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. And now you've got sources clearly moving in here via Justin Barrasso of SI and saying, no, he tried to stay out of the way, he was laid back, he was on his phone, even though he was sitting between Triple H and Bruce Pritchard at Gorilla. So you've got those two things there now. Which one do you want to believe? That's up to you. I know which one I believe.
Hmm.
Not denying either like a person's reporting, but sources are interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I refuse to believe that Vince McMahon was there just to chill. Put it that way.
I think he was just there to... I hope he like constantly held a newspaper there and then slowly revealed his moustache as people were walking out, like, ready for their match.
And to be fair, that report does acknowledge as well that this could just be part of, like, a Vince plan to, like...
Yeah.
To, like... Give himself a
just
launch.
Don't mind me. I'm just being laid back here. Also, I'll be running this place again when the Saudis take it. So
that's Fat Joe. Laid back. Is that a Fat Joe song?
Irv Gotti.
Leave Irv Gotti alone, man. What's
the way he says it in that song.
What's he up to these days?
I'll check and you do your next story.
All right, non-compete clauses in AEW. A lot of people don't have them.
What?
Fightful Select coming through with the update here, noting that unlike WWE, where such things are standard, some AEW contracts do not have non-compete clauses. Now, typically, WWE will give you 90-day non-compete, means you can't work or sign elsewhere for that period if you're on the main roster, and if you're a developmental wrestler, NXT, 30 days. It's a little bit less. It's quite a lot less, actually. But for the most part, AEW doesn't have that. Now, it's noted to Fightful that AEW doesn't generally release people early, apart from when there's extenuating circumstances, and you can run through that list of names if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't really had to utilize them, because typically, with WWE, and this isn't part of the report, but typically in WWE, like, a non-compete clause is only when you get cut. Mm-hmm. If your contract expires, it doesn't usually apply. The majority of AEW's departures have been contract expiries or non-renewals rather than people being cut. There are exceptions, obviously. Jimmy Havoc, notable one, but there's some others. CM Punk has been cited here as an example of someone who, if he wanted to negotiate an early release from his contract, there would probably be a non-compete clause preventing him from going to WWE immediately put into that. That would have to be like a term of the agreement. And it's noted here that early releases are done on a case-to-case basis, which is sensible. So yeah, like I'm not pro non-compete clauses at all. From the company's point of view, yeah, they want to restrict people from working for competitors and being advantageous as well, blah, 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 blah. I'm pro-worker, I'm not in favour of them, so I'm glad that the bulk of the AEW contracts don't have them.
Yeah, completely agree. Yeah, it's understandable, like you say, in certain situations that they would be like, well, hang on a second.
Yeah.
You can't like get a load of momentum here and then immediately jump to the other place. And but I agree with what you say, pro-worker. I'm always here.
Irv Gotti, what's he up to?
Not much. I've checked his Wikipedia and his. I think the last thing I've seen, he did a song with Kanye in 2019.
Tarnations.
I haven't seen anything for a while.
Who else have we got?
I think we're walking into dangerous territory.
Sheik Looch, what's he up to these days?
Well, I was going to try and find out about the Terror Squad, and then I thought probably shouldn't find out. I hope Ashanti's doing all right. I love Ashanti.
It's a good song, man.
Yeah.
Deal with the eel. Deal with the eel. Where's the eel?
There he is.
Hey, blah, blah.
Eel got it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Let's talk about the next inductee into the Hall of Fame, as has been heavily rumoured. It will be the Great Muda, which was announced on WWE's The Bump by Ric Flair. It is generally assumed as well that Flair is obviously going to be the guy to induct Muta.
Well, he is his son-in-law. So.
Yes, indeed.
The Great Muta is Ric Flair's son-in-law.
It's an incredible career he's had, obviously. Interesting that he's not ever done anything in WWE, of course, although he's worked with Shinsuke as part of that. What was it, Noah, the match?
They had the Noah match, which was like, it was like, what the hell? How a WWE person's going to this Japanese? That was cool. It was cool. It was a cool thing to do.
Yeah. A nice touch as well. As noted by Nate, he shares a special bond with Keiji Muto due to the time spent with Rick Son Reed 2 days before his tragic passing back in 2013. It's a great choice, a great addition. It's one of those things where, is the Hall of Fame such a badge of honour, considering some of the names that are in there? But in terms of recognising a generational talent, well-deserved, Andy.
Yeah, I think it's in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? And I think if you're a wrestler, you're probably like, hey, this is sick. Like, this is awesome. Yeah. I'm being acknowledged. I think this is fun because it's not someone who had like a WWE career. Mm-hmm. It's just a figure from wrestling. Obviously, he's like made an impact in American wrestling through his two runs in WCW/the NWA, 80s and 90s. One of them was a bit better.
What a retirement run he had as well.
Yeah, oh my God. It's the most pro wrestling ass retirement of all time. The guy had like, what, like, let's count them up actually. I think he had 5 final matches. So, what a carny.
Was anyone with Sting and that?
So he had Shinsuke, right, on the 1st of January, which was his final. Was his final singles match as the Great Muta?
Maybe.
Yes, that's
when
he got
misted.
Yeah, Nakamura misted him. Then he went to New Japan and had his final match in New Japan.
Right.
Then he had the final bye-bye, which was his final match as the Great Muta.
Right.
And then he had his final match.
Seriously, this is the final match.
Against Tetsuya Naito, but there's more. So he had the Tetsuya Naito match, which was billed as his final match. And then he wrestled Masahiro Chono seconds afterwards after the bell. So he had five last matches, this guy.
What a guy.
I love it. He'll be back in like 6 months
yes.
as well. So.
Well deserved. So we got Ray, we got Great Muta, and the other names suggested right now are Stacy Keibler and Batista, and of course, Victoria.
There you go.
Mainly suggested by me, but I will keep suggesting it until it happens.
Celebrity Wing, Fat Joe.
Get him in. Get him to do a match first.
You ever heard the song The Crack House by Fat Joe?
No.
It's actually a bit of a banger.
We are spinning that in the office this afternoon.
It's like, I think it was on a Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, maybe I have heard it.
Hip-hop's kind of fallen away from my taste a little bit in recent years. It's a bit of a banger.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE if you want to get in touch with us today. First question today comes from Marky Louis G, who I talked about a little bit earlier. He says, hi, gents, what do you think of either having Paige, Saraya, Storm or Ruby take the belt off Jade Cargill? She's a homegrown talent. It sheds light on the TBS belt and the inevitable 3v3 and championship rematch would have so much potential.
Yeah, you could kind of screw her out of the belt as well with the Outcasts group because that way you could turn Jade face,
yeah.
Or you could send her away for a bit, send her off to Japan like we spoke, which I think would be really, really good for her. I love Jade. I think she's quality. I really enjoy the Outcasts. They are so chaotic.
Yes.
It is, especially Saraya.
Calling like, people twats.
What was it she said? You neckbeard, smelly twats.
Yeah.
And then Tony got the mic and went, listen up, fat people. But it's so stupid and rubbish and great.
Also,
really.
One of my favourite gimmicks is a group of heels doing something, going like, ah, yeah. And then realising, oh, no, we've messed up here. Because I love the idea of Jay Cargill going, yeah, I'm going to join Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker now. And they're like, oh, why did we do that?
So we're going to bring in the Bellas.
Yeah.
We've created a real carnage situation here. But yeah, I'm in favour of it. I think it'd be fun, it'd be cool, it'd be good heat. You could turn Jade, you could send her away for a bit, you could come back, do the feud, you could do some trio stuff, you could do the Outcasts Blood and Guts with Jade on the baby face. It's all kinds of fun stuff, man.
Jaded off the top of the cell.
Whoa. Commit a federal crime.
Maybe don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Didn't someone suggest some... Oh, wasn't it? I saw something recently about Edge, like, spearing Finn Balor off of Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted, they die.
Yeah, they would literally die. Like, no.
Don't do that.
Don't be silly.
It's a point why people just fall off it, because you can slightly control
that.
Alberta Booze Cruise gives us our second question of the day.
Alberta.
Yes.
Calgary. Yep.
Hear me out, boys. Okay, here we go. Cody wins at Mania. Roman wins King of the Ring and is gifted a title. Sammy wins Money in the Bank and cashes in on Roman and wins. And at the Rumble, Jey Uso wins and challenges Sammy at Mania 40. Thoughts?
Can you, repeat that? Because I think I got lost.
So I think the plan is Cody wins all the belts and says, oh, no, I shouldn't hold both titles hostage. I'll take the WWE Championship. Well, not I'll take them, but WWE Championship, my dad's history, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Universal Championship is whoever wins King of the Ring. Roman comes back, wins King of the Ring, then loses to Money in the Bank winner, come on, Sami Zayn. And then Jay wins the Rumble and challenges Sammy at WrestleMania.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And it's a good idea for now. I think stories change for and I'm not saying that none of these guys will be over by then, but
yeah,
things change fast and you know.
The more time passes, the more I think Sami Zayn should never win the one. Never win the belt.
Yeah.
Sometimes just the babyface not winning is the right story. And for me, Sami Zayn, kind of heartbreaking figure who never wins the big belt. Agonizingly is really great, and I know a lot of people will disagree and go, oh, he deserves it, and yeah, like, he's extremely over, he does kind of deserve it, but sometimes heartbreak is just the best story. So like, I personally wouldn't go down this route, but I think there's a very compelling argument to go down this route.
Yeah. I'm a huge hypocrite because I do this all the time, but I really don't like it when, and especially don't like it when WWE used to do it, where they go, here's next year's Mania main event. I'm like, well, what if someone gets over in the interim?
Yeah.
So as much as I love Jey Uso and Sami Zayn now, and I think they could have an absolute ripper of a match, by the time next year's WrestleMania rolls around, who knows? Tony D'Angelo could become world champion in that time. So let's not rule anything out.
The eel might be there. Fat Joe might be there.
But I do still stand by the fact that I think more so than ever now, giving Sammy money in the bank could be very interesting indeed. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to today's final question. Which, you know, we talked the other day about how you get Ray to finally fight his own child.
Yeah, yeah.
Da Jinx on Twitter, I hope I've got that right, it's just JNX, but I'm assuming Jinx. Da Jinx literally just followed us on Twitter, at WhatCultureWB, and sent us this. I think Dominic is going to rip the mask off of Ray, and that will cause him to fight.
Yeah, that's a good way to get to it. Mm. Like the sacred nature of the Lucha Libre match.
So one thing he has, like, he's like pie-faced him, he's gone, oh, he's terrorized his family. The one thing he hasn't done is like disrespect a little shit.
And of course, like, it's particularly sacred with Ray because Ray Mysterio has never taken his mask off. Like,
no.
He never had that run in WCW where he wrestled without the mask completely needlessly. So that never happened. So we've never seen it. So it's a good thing.
Do you want a fun tall story about Ray Mysterio? We obviously had him in WCW. He was absolutely lovely. And we were travelling back from one of our shows. And obviously, he's not going to keep the gimmick on all the time. Went to a little service stop, and one of the blokes who was working there, as a massive wrestling fan, recognised him and said, "Can I have a photo?" And Ray went, "No, obviously not.
They've got a mask on, chief."
Like, he's like, "I'm going to get the mask and get a photo." He's just a lovely bloke.
It was like those...
Like, fully within his rights to be an arsehole.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He was so nice.
It's like those guys in that airport the other week when that...
Oh.
And they were like, "Hey, I've got 70 things. Can you sign
it? Why won't you sign it? Because it's 6 a.m. and you're going to flog it on eBay.
You're
going to
sell it on eBay. Like, don't be an asshole, man."
CM Punk is a divisive figure, but he was not wrong about that whole, "You shove it in my face because you're too lazy to get a real job."
This is it, man. Like, this is it. Like, and leave people alone in airports as well.
Yes.
For goodness sake. Like, the airport is not a happy place a lot of the time.
No.
So.
We haven't even got any Cinnabons in this country.
Yeah, I wouldn't even approach Tugboat if I saw it. I'd go, "Tugboat!
Tugboat!
Go, Tugboat!
Tugboat!"
Give him a wave and then leave him alone.
"Do you like Fat Joe, Tugboat?"
Yeah. "What do you think of What's Love? All right.
Chuggy, where are you going?
Terror Squad, TS.
Are you up for it?" No. Right, let's move on to today's and finally. No surprises here, Andy. Want to give a massive shout out to the brilliant Travis at AEW_1. Go and check him out on Twitter. Because at last night's Dynamite, he had front row seats. And boy, did he make the most of them. He had a sign that says, "Michael Hamlet go, pew, pew." And it just, you can see it as the Jeff Jarrett Orange Cassidy match is going on. And as you get that epic face-off between the two Canadians, Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho, big old picture of Michael Sidgwick's face. So thank you so much for that, Travis. And also go and check out his Twitter, at AEW_1, for his amazing, I'm not sure if you saw this, Jade Cargill money, the big sign. She posed in front of it. It looks awesome. Well done, Travis.
Look at he's got a video of like a truck just like falling off the road, like this gigantic thing as well. Shouts to Travis. What a guy, man. Tremendous.
Love that.
Thank
you very much. Right, let us know your thoughts on everything. Most specifically, Fat Joe, in the comments. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. Daily Wrestling Podcast.
Fat Joe, man.
Me and the Dadley sitting down to review AEW Dynamite a little bit later on today. Thoughts, Twitter questions, wacky stuff, of course. It's Friday tomorrow, after all. At What Culture WWE.
Trying to look up Fat Joe on my Spotify. There's no internet in this room.
Yeah.
Quality.
You can follow Andy Murray at...
Oh, here he is. You can follow me at Fat Joe. There he goes. All the Way Up. I've never heard that one. Make It Rain's a good song.
Yeah.
There you go. You can follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hoop 37, Fat Joe.
You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilber. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray, to Fat Joe, to Travis, to you for watching. And we will see you soon.
T.S.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.